The Chinese government plans to reopen talks with 10 Southeast Asian nations on a code of conduct for the South China Sea, political experts say. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said in August that talks on the South China Sea should reopen, state-controlled news media in China reported. Wang also said at a meeting in Beijing this month that the Association of Southeast Asian Nations should try to finish the code at a faster pace, China Central Television reported on its website. In July, U.S. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo said that Chinese territorial claims in the sea are illegal. Pompeo also said the United States will help other countries that have disputes with the Chinese government over the sea. The Chinese government claims about 90% of the 3.5 million square kilometer sea. However, Brunei, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam also have claims. Code of conduct talks are popular in Southeast Asia. The countries, including China, reached a framework deal in 2002, but talks broke down in 2019. The reason that I think the Chinese first agreed to the code of conduct was to block out the Americans, that the Chinese could say the South China Sea is peaceful. So, to the Americans, do not meddle, said Yun Sun. He is the East Asia Program Senior Associate at the Stimson Center in Washington. China has the world's third strongest armed forces. It has angered some Southeast Asian countries over the past 10 years by building up some of the sea's small islets for military use. Southeast Asian nations value the sea for its fishing and for its underwater energy resources. The United States does not claim the sea, but also does not want China to have too much control over it. Chinese officials worry about what the United States will do next, experts believe. The two powers already have disputes in trade, technology, and diplomacy. China now really wants to finalize the code of conduct because the South China Sea right now could reach a boiling point any time now, said Aaron Rabin. He is a researcher at the Asia-Pacific Pathways to Progress Foundation in Manila. He added that China does not want more problems with the U.S. Southeast Asian countries are listening now to both China and the United States. The Philippines won a ruling in an international arbitration court against China in 2016. Vietnam has considered bringing its own case. A Southeast Asian country could ask for a ruling in an international court on sovereignty disputes about the sea. China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations agreed in 2017 to restart the talks and later to finish them by 2021. A code of behavior would help prevent accidents that capsize fishing boats and bring an end to dangerous conflicts. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations and China have not made progress on details in the code, said Huang Kuaibo. He is Vice Dean of the International Affairs College in National Chengchi University in Taipei. But China believes that just reopening the talks will keep the United States out of the dispute, Huang said. I'm Susan Shand.